we are primarily concerned about putting language in this bill which would alter what was passed in financial reform in 2010. And what was passed in 2010 was in response to a financial meltdown in this country, certainly in Britain as well. And the piece in the bill now, in the long-term funding bill, would undo a key provision in the financial reform bill, so-called Dodd-Frank. And the key provision is a very weak version of the Vickers rule in the United Kingdom, which has a very strong firewall in between what banks can and cannot do in terms of what I call gambling. Its real name are derivative swaps, but they are very risky investments, and these kinds of investments were in large part responsible for what happened with the banks.
So where has this watering down come from? Is this a result of lobbying by Wall Street?
Absolutely. This is a provision that none of the banks wanted. As you recall, some of the banks were too big to fail. In other words, if they failed, it would bring down our system and likely affect all of Europe as well. So that our government felt, and I don't disagree with this, that they had to be bailed out. Well, once is quite enough. And this Dodd-Frank bill was designed so that that didn't happen again. And banks have been screaming bloody murder ever since it was enacted. Now, understand, we do not have final regulations on this section.
It's taken a very long time.
They want to get rid of it.
They've taken a very long time to actually put all this to rest and actually introduce these new measures and these, these safer measures.
That is correct. And now what they have done in this bill is undercut it completely, so that if there are any regs, they will be quite weak.
Do you think it will pass, or do you think this is something that will cause more division and even cause a shutdown in the government?
I do not think that there will be a shutdown in the government. Mr. Boehner is likely to need a lot of Democratic votes, because many in his Republican conference will not vote for this bill. And we're hoping that all the Democrats stand firmly behind Leader Pelosi.
A lot of Democrats actually don't agree with some parts of Dodd-Frank, do they? They do think that they're too tough on the banks.
There are members of both parties who feel like that. But I think anyone who thinks about it and thinks about what happened in 2009 and 10 is asking for trouble if they don't vote against this bill, because we could very well see bailouts again in another 10 years.